is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Hey, we continue now on the 13th of June. Good to have you here for the conversation. There's a radical plan to split up California into three states. It's now earned a spot on the November ballot. And at first, it might sound like a good idea to you, but it is not a good idea. And we will take a closer look at that as we continue forward. But first, we're going to stop with our good friend Bill Heisinger, the congressman representing Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good to be with you, Steve.
Always good to be here. Now, I noticed that a lot of your friends there on the left side of the aisle have a lot of bad things to say about the president and the fact that he sat down face-to-face with the dictator of North Korea in an attempt to find peace on the peninsula and to take nuclear weapons away. And it makes me think, what could possibly be wrong with that? I just don't understand what their criticisms are. Maybe you can help me.
Well, it drips with irony. These are the same people who applauded dropping off $1.4 billion in cash on a pallet to the Iranian leadership.
And to be clear, what did we get out of that?
Turn their back on any of the abuses that the Castro regime has had in Cuba and all these other places, right? So, look, at the end of the day, here's what we know. We have taken a step towards peace. We've got a long ways to go yet. But this is the first time in 70 years that any kind of significant breakthrough has happened on the Korean Peninsula when it comes to the hostilities and the war that had raged there. And these are the same folks that if Donald Trump tried to declare it Wednesday, they'd be in the streets protesting.
Sure. Here's the thing. You've been in business your adult life, right? Most of your adult life, you've been and operated in business. What this agreement between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, the signed agreement, this declaration, to me, reads like a letter of intent. Here's the framework of what we've agreed to. In the future, we're going to work to create a more comprehensive contract that outlines in more detail the points that we've arrived at here and agreed to pursue. Does that look like a letter of intent to you? Because to me, it does. And from Donald Trump being his business background, that would make sense to me. Your thoughts?
Yeah, this was hello, not goodbye. You know, I mean, this is the first step. And now Mike Pompeo and others have to go in and do the work that they need to do. And this, if we can have an agreement as to what the goals and objectives are, that's what typically a letter of intent is. Then you start working out details, and that I think is positive. And you know, the China has been a cornerstone in this entire situation in North Korea since the very beginning of the war, and then you know with the ceasing of the hostilities, the truce that had happened for a period of time, which was not really a true truce. But now, for the first time, you see North Korea sort of acting more independently. And China has been an important player in this. They'll continue to be an important player because we still have sanctions in place.
Sanctions
have been removed. That's an important element to this. There is still pressure on North Korea to move forward with this agreement.
But the Chinese,
we need to keep it that way.
But the Chinese, Congressman, have suggested that they might start relaxing some of their sanctions right now. I hope that we're able to convince them not to do that at this juncture because it's too premature to do that. I'd also want you to address this because if you go listen to the echo chamber media, because I think they pass their talking points around from network to network and person to person and Democrat to Democrat because they all read and sing from the same hymnal. But the U.S. got nothing, and North Korea got everything, and the United States gave up all. What did the United States give up? Well, they gave up the military exercises, and how can he call them war games? Well, because they are war games, and that's what I would call it if I was him, probably, and who cares? The point being is, We've already had our military exercises, happened just recently. The next round set for several months from now. And if North Korea is not going the right direction, we'll reschedule them. It's not a big deal. And General Mattis said as much. And General Mattis was consulted, by the way, before this decision was announced. So where's the rub?
Yeah, well, the rub is Steve, they don't want to see any kind of success chalked up for Donald Trump for some of those folks. You know, they would rather have a destabilized and less secure Korean Peninsula than to admit that Donald Trump actually made progress on something. So, and as you point out, with the next set of military exercises not due till I believe it's spring of 2019, there is some runway here. We see how this is going to be playing out. Certainly, we are not removing our troops. I've been to the DMZ. I've been to Seoul. I've seen the readiness that is there. You've got the South Korean military that is on a constant high level of activity and attention, and obviously with others in the region like Japan, this is not simply a walking away and pulling out our troops, and you know, ships aren't going to be in the area, and our planes aren't going to be flying in the area. This seems to me a much smaller step than what is being played out on by the quote unquote mainstream media.
Well, clearly the echo chamber just continues on. But here's the thing: Donald Trump does continue to win after just over 500 days. I mean, here we are. You've got 4% growth predicted for the gross domestic product. That's incredible. Unemployment at 3.8%. That's incredible. More jobs now than people. Unbelievable. Talk about unprecedented. The meeting with Kim was unprecedented. The job markets is unprecedented. The unemployment is unprecedented. The unemployment rate for Black and Hispanic Americans, unprecedentedly low. I'm sorry. Where do the Democrats have their message for midterms 2018?
That's a good point, and it seems yet still their only point is we're not Donald Trump. We hate Donald Trump. We hope you hate Donald Trump too. Come vote for us. That's not really a winning strategy in my book. People are looking for results. Most people believe that actions speak louder than words, and as long as they continue to see these kinds of actions, I think that for those of us in Middle America, we're going to be applauding that progress.
Yeah.
And that hopefully we have to continue. Look, at the end of the day, we have to continue on the House side and the Senate side. We've got to continue to move the ball. That means the Senate's got to get their appointments done. They've got to do the work that they need to do on the appropriations side.
Sure.
We have started. Last week, we passed the military construction and VA funding bill. We're going to continue to do those kinds of things, and that is important for the folks to see that we can actually govern.
No question. I think that the blue wave is nothing more than a fantasy at this point that's going to evaporate based on the numbers are too good, Congressman. I wish we had more time. Never do. Always like to talk to you as long as possible. Congressman Bill Heisinger from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, you too, and thanks for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure. Bill Heisinger, everybody. Still on the way today, Diamond and Silk return to the Steve Gerber Show.